This is Im from South Korea, and you're listening to Everybody ESL.
Welcome to episode 118 of Everybody ESL. The podcast for everybody who wants to improve their English, practice their English, or just learn more English. My name is Ben, and I have a mini episode for you today where I am going to teach you about one English topic. You can subscribe to the Everybody ESL podcast at Apple Podcasts, on the Stitcher app, and wherever you find your podcasts. If you like Everybody ESL, leave it a good review so other people can find out about it too. And if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for me, please send an email to everybodyesl@gmail.com. Okay, let's get on with this mini episode. The expression I'm going to teach you today is the lion's share. That's lions, LION apostrophe S, and share, SHARE, the lion's share. The lion's share means most of something, or the biggest part of something. Let me give you some examples. The company has 20 employees, but my friend does the lion's share of the work. The company has 20 employees, but my friend does the lion's share of the work. In other words, there are many employees, but my friend does most of the work. How about this example? All of the actors in the movie did a great job, but the big star got the lion's share of the applause. All of the actors in the movie did a great job, but the big star got the lion's share of the applause. In other words, there were many actors in the movie, and they all did a great job, but it was the big star, the big celebrity, who got most of the applause. So, lion's share means most of something, or the biggest part of something. Why does lion's share mean that? Why does lion's share mean most of something, or the biggest part of something? Well, it has to do with one meaning of the word share. Now, you probably know the verb to share, meaning to give part of something, but it's also a noun. And as a noun, share means one part of something, or the part of something that you deserve, or the part of something that you own, or the part of something that you have earned. So in this expression, the lion's share, you can think of a lion taking most of something, of a lion saying, well, I'm going to take most of this for my part. I'm going to say I deserve most of this because I'm big and strong, so I make the rules. I'm the lion. So that is the lion's share. It's a good, colorful expression, and maybe you will find a place to use it soon. And that's the end of episode 118 of Everybody ESL. Remember, if you have any questions about English, or if you have comments or suggestions for me about the podcast, or if you would like to record an introduction that I can use at the beginning of future episodes, the same way Im recorded the introduction you heard at the beginning of this episode, send an email to everybodyesl@gmail.com. I'll be back soon with another episode, and until then, keep going, keep practicing, and keep learning. Goodbye. I'll see you soon.